Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to approach Paroi and instruct him to let the Jews out of Egypt. And Hashem also informs Moshe Rabbeinu how Paroi will respond. He says, "Va'ani aksha eslav Paroi. I will harden the heart of Paroi. And I will increase my signs and my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. V'lo yishma aleichem Paroi. Paroi will not listen to you, and I will punish him for it." Many commentaries struggle with the obvious problem here. Hashem plans to harden the heart of Paroi, and therefore Paroi has no choice but to defy Hashem. And then he plans to punish Paroi for his denial. So how can Hashem punish Paroi for something regarding which he had no choice? It seems completely unjust. So there are a few approaches in the commentaries. The Ramban mentions two of them. And he says that they're both true. Not everyone says that they're both true, but the Ramban says that they're both true. Approach number one is the approach of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam explains that a person can at times reach such a terrible level of evil. His evil can rise to the level at which Hashem says the punishment for this person is that he will have no option to do tshuva, no option to repent. That is the punishment for somebody whose evil reaches such terrible proportion. And as an example of this principle, the Rambam uses Paroi. If you look in Hilchos Tshuva, he describes Paroi as somebody who fulfilled this principle. That he treated the Jews so badly, he was so cruel, that it demanded such a terrible punishment, and that punishment was that he lost his free will to repent. The option of repentance was closed off for him. And all he was a tool to further the sanctification of Hashem's name. That's what he became. Just a tool. He didn't have free will anymore when it came to repentance. That's what the Rambam says. Approach number two, says the Ramban, is that for the first five plagues, Paroi indeed possessed free will. And it was his choice to refuse Hashem's command to allow the Jews to leave Egypt. And it was only after the first five plagues where God hardened his heart and didn't allow him the choice to obey Hashem. And he says that if Paroi would have been given free choice during the last five plagues, he would have acquiesced to the request to allow Klal Yisrael to leave Egypt, but only because of the severity of the plagues. He would not have given in because of his respect to God. And that's what justified Hashem's taking away of his free will. That's a very difficult answer. This second approach is very unsatisfying on its surface. Because even if you would say that the first five plagues Paroi demonstrated free will, still, how does that justify punishing him for what he did during the last five plagues? For refusing during the last five plagues, how could he be punished? He had no free choice. The fact remains that he was forced to choose whatever he chose. So it requires an explanation. And there are a few approaches to explain the second answer of the Ramban. I'll just mention one of them, the Beis Halevi's approach. In order to explain the second answer of the Ramban, the Beis Halevi says it in the following way. He says, if Paroi would have had complete free choice, he would have given in. Why would he have given in? Because of the intensity of the plagues. The intensity of the plagues would have removed his free will. That's what the plagues would have done. The plagues would have given him no choice. If we were to allow the plagues to influence his decision, he would have no choice but to let them go. So what Hashem did was not remove his free choice. It was to restore his free choice. That's what Hashem did. What Hashem did was harden his heart to the effect of the plagues, so that his decision would not be influenced by the intensity of the plagues. That's what God did. When God says, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, it means I will harden it to the devastation of the plagues. And so that the plagues will have no influence on his decision, and therefore he will have complete free choice. Instead of losing free choice, he gains free choice. That's what happens when Hashem hardens his heart. So Ani Aksha, slave Pharaoh, according to the Beis Halevi, in the opinion of the Ramban, is that I will harden his heart in order to give him free choice, not in order to remove his free choice.